The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
People are talking about Walker Buehler's super tight pants. I got James's attention. I love the things that makes James perk up. You talk about a dude super tight pants.
Well, I didn't know if it was a man or a woman. I heard Walker Wheeler, and I'm like,
Walker Wheeler
tight pants. I'm like, are you talking about a nice juicy ass or a bowline girthy package?
Okay.
It's the first thing that comes up.
It's the first thing that comes up is his pants when you start to do the Google search.
That's
they
the
say he's suffocating his legs in tight pants.
Yep, that's what my baseball pants look like.
What's the deal,
like
bro, they say?
Helps him throw faster.
I think it looks good.
Oh, yeah. Come on,
That's how you wear them right there.
I think it looks good.
She went full Barry White with that. She said, I think that looks good.
Last time I put baseball pants on. So in the league that we coach in, there are a couple teams that take it like as super serious as it gets, and they go like the Breister style, where even the coaches are in like full uniform, which coaches don't do that. So as like this big kind of joke, this one year we're like, well, the last game of the year we'll do the same thing. We'll put on the full thing, make some people laugh.
Yeah,
and I realized that I can't wear baseball pants. They're too tight in all the right places for James. Oh my God.
Wow.
It was predominant.
Showing off all your manly curves.
It was insane. I was like, this is inappropriate. Yeah. I'm like, I need an athletic supporter
sounds very erotic.
Yeah. Someone asked him about his pants after the game.
I love that a reporter did.
Walker Buehler's pants were trending on Twitter tonight.
Pray not the time or place, Michael. Thank you, Walker.
Jeez. Oh,
man,
wow.
He's got all pissed about his pants.
Never mind. I retract my comments.
Well, did they lose?
Yeah. Yeah, they lost.
So yeah.
I'm all upset about his tight pants.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and, like, I was choosing, like, a sport, right? And my dad was, like, a baseball guy, so I went to baseball. And I was like, these pants, I've always had real meaty thighs, man. There's, like, some pictures of me in my, like, baseball pants that were just like, oh, Jesus, look at that. But I remember going and trying wrestling, and then I saw those outfits, and I was like, well, that's not the one for me.
Yeah. No,
that's what kept me away from wrestling.
I wasn't going to be in a singlet.
I was like, ooh, you see a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you got to watch it with baseball pants.
They even asked a Braves pitcher the same question about the other guy's pants.
Alex, please. All right, this might be a dumb question. It's not really a question about you. Walker Buehler's tight pants. What is that? Is that a Cali thing? Is that a pitcher thing? Just kind of what's the deal with that?
I don't really know Walker. It's kind of each person on his own. If it helps, if it makes you feel good.
Everyone's asking about his pants.
I know, it is weird.
It's tough.
Weird.
They are tight pants, though. They look like leggings.
They do look like leggings. That's fun. They're super skinny.
It took those quads.
It's like a
quad is popping.
Well,
photo.
I mean,
the quad is popping.
They're pictures.
Their legs. That's something you cannot say to another man.
No, your quads are popping.
I'm sure you can.
I like your glutes.
I will prove you wrong.
Yes, you can.
I will compliment a man's quads.
Yeah,
his pecs,
quads are
his traps.
Well,
I will compliment all the glam muscles.
So baseball used to be like all tight pants. So the 80s were all tight pants.
Yeah.
And then they kind of broke away from that where they got loose pants and like the super long pants all the way down to the ground and loose. And I think some dudes are bringing. See, this reminds me of like Nolan Ryan. Like if you look back at Nolan Ryan and see his pants, same pants.
Yeah.
You know, it's like old school. Tight pants is old school.
That's funny. It's funny how sensitive he got about it.
I know he walked out of the interview.
Well, it's because he lost.
That's the only reason.
But still,
because he was like, it's not the time and the place. Like, I don't want to make jokes right now. I just like blew it for my team. We just lost 5-1.
Not in the mood for that.
Yeah.
Everybody's focused on his pants.
It's playoffs, isn't it, too?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, if they would have won and it would have been like a jokey mood, I'm sure the dude would be way different.
Well, he only gave up one run.
Yeah, but still lost.
But still, they lost, but...
It looked like it hit a nerve with him or something. Like he was pants?
Yeah.
Really?
Should they be asking about his pants?
No, they shouldn't be asking about his pants.
It's like for saying someone's quads are popping.
It's for TMZ sports to do. It's a big difference between complimenting a man's quads and asking about his pants.
I like the other dude's answer, too. He's like, I don't really know about other people's
He doesn't
pants.
Know what to do. Right? Yeah. You don't know what to do when you're asked about another man.
I know.
Like someone said to me, like, so what did you think of Chuck's super tight shorts?
I don't talk about Chuck's shorts. Right,
exactly. Yeah. That's a great answer.
I say they look better when they're on the floor of my bedroom.
Yeah.
They do.
His quads are popping.
Yeah, his quads are popping. Yeah.
Sometimes they are.
Yep. And he's let me know every time.
Yeah.
Chuck, your quads are popping today.
That's on the list of things you can't say to another man in my book. Your quads are popping.
That guy's answer, it cracks me up. He's like, it's up to each man, the tightness of his pants.
Yeah. Like MLB pitchers, they've got the tightest quads and the firmest buns, right, James?
It's like when the guy in the
you
bank
JV's buns.
Complimented my calves once. Like I just didn't know how to take that.
A guy in a bank complimented your calves?
Yes, Lise.
Is it like a gym dude?
I remember that story.
Yeah.
Like a gym
dude. I was waiting in line. This was a while ago, but I was waiting in line at the bank, and he's like, you got really good calf definition.
That's like, weird.
That is weird.
Is he hitting on you?
I don't think so.
A little bit.
The man's jealous of
Who
Dave's
says
calves.
That?
That's what I said.
I don't know. You know, we did that thing at the comedy place. Played it out.
Yes.
Well, I wore shorts that day.
Okay.
And I went on there and I'm like watching it. And there were so many comments about my calves.
That's different because it's like... That's, you know, people make comments about videos online.
I know,
online, but
like
when you're in person at a bank and you're just one-on-one with someone and they just make
awkward.
A comment, it's not the same as what you're describing.
I think the only time I've ever complimented a man is like if he has a cool shirt. That's a cool shirt, bro.
That's fine, you know? Shirt, but like his
but
calves?
But I've never been like, your calves are really defined.
The shirt compliment is the gateway to a quad compliment.
Yes, exactly.
That's
how it starts.
Yeah.
Yes,
your balls looking really good in those jeans, dude.
Yeah, you can compliment a man's package.
No, you
Damn,
cannot.
Damn, your package is looking on.
Thank you, James. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know who has been uncomfortable with some compliments he's received here?
I know where we're going.
Our in-house Jew.
Oh, Jason.
Oh, because Chuck and James have been commenting on his body.
Well, he's caught up like a mofo, okay? Jason is caught like
this
a mofo.
Guy
sexual
is
harassment.
This guy
like
is hot.
Stolen.
This
guy is sexually harassing Jason.
Jeez, stop it.
This guy is attractive.
There's been a few comments in the past. You just got to accept them and roll with it.
Exactly.
What can their eyes do? What can
I see
do?
Their eyes?
I've seen Jason shirtless. His pecs were popping.
Listen,
okay?
When he took his shirt off in that whatever that was,
you
it
see?
Was like a story.
That one photo.
Yeah. It was
what
he took a
long
photo
time ago when he
put
was
a
playing.
Story on Instagram with his shirt off, and
I was like,
those
"What?
Popping
what? Are you kidding me right now?
Come see, on, you guys!
I was like, are you kidding me right now
Jason,
with this
I apologize.
Guy?
Oh my!
Hey,
Dave's apologizing.
I was furious.
Sorry. I saw him, and I was like, he can toot my Jew horn anytime he wants.
Exactly. Yeah.
But he's like active. He plays basketball and hikes.
I know,
and
but
does
you just
things.
Active as a lazy ass.
Well, you guys, they admit they're not active.
I know. Something I'm struggling with, you know? I'm trying to find
Thanks
more.
For bringing it up.
Now
I have to deal with James being inadequate again.
You guys are going
to have to talk to him all night, write a poem.
It's hard to work across the hall from such a man hunk, okay?
Man hunk.
Listen, I think the thing with Jason is I just didn't assume that Jason was ripped. I didn't assume it.
You can't tell.
You
what this,
and I'm not
yeah,
checking
not, like,
him out.
Coming.
I don't check him out.
Well, that's good. That would be
you
weird.
Know?
Yeah,
so
it would.
When
I feel
he,
you looking at
when
me.
He, I know, now I do, because I'm like, what is he doing in there?
It's like, what muscles push-ups? Is he looking to do today?
Yeah.
Is that what you think he's doing? He's putting on
no,
push-ups
I don't
and...
I don't know.
Wouldn't shock
you know,
me.
Someone lifting weights.
The Jew heat wave has come to David Chesterfield. So listen, so question though, that you've removed that photo?
I really don't know what photo you're
it
talking about.
It was a story.
It was on
a story. For 24 hours.
Oh, I've never seen it.
It was 24
it
was, hours.
At
the beach or something. It was,
oh, so you saw it. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah. I got to get outside, man. I'm starting to get flushed in here.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's uncomfortable.
Buns outside, Jason.
I wasn't ready for it. Sorry, coming there to mist you down. I can.
So sorry, people. If you're trying to see Jason shirtless, he doesn't have that photo on him.
No.
Right?
$4.99 a month, and you can see it. There it is.
It'll be the first post on his OnlyFans.
That to me is what it was. Like, I'm just gonna say it. I thought that Jason was just like a skinnier guy. And that's it. You know, like, I have friends that are skinny guys. They take their shirts off. There's nothing to see. There's nothing to see there. Yeah. You know, it's nothing to see. They're just skinny guys with nothing going on. Jason did that, and I was like, ha! Look at that! Good for him!
Wow.
That's it.
Cut up like a mofo.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that's impressive.
Someone said, I'm a guy who has big quads, very muscular. Everything else is meh. If a guy told me I had popping quads, I would 100% take it as a compliment.
Well, sure. So you probably have popping quads.
Popping quads.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah.
It's weird.
Someone else said, I play men's fast pitch. Last season, this guy on the other team had huge thighs. I was astounded.
Yeah.
I turned to my buddy and said, dude, no homo, but that guy has some tree trunks for legs.
Yeah.
It's probably where all his power is, too.
It's exactly where his power is.
And someone else said, how do you see nice calves on a dude and not compliment them?
Yes. How do you see nice calves? And not let the man know he's doing something good.
Yeah.
Those calves are popping, Dave.
What did you say to that guy? Because I don't recall the story.
But I said, thanks. Because I'm like, thanks. Because
so
I was talking to the teller, and he walked by me to go to the other teller. And he's like, dude.
Really?
Yeah, nice definition in those calves. This was one of those, like, you know, gym bros.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But still. I was the first time
That's
I was
strange,
like,
though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
People are emailing asking to see Jason's shirtless pics.
Listen.
I'm sure they are.
Boy.
I don't blame them.
I've taken a long break. I haven't been able to get in gyms and do that. So you wouldn't be impressed. You got to let me get the physique back up.
I see.
And I'll get it out for you.
You get it back up, and then
there you go.
$4.99. I'll get it up, and then you get it up.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
There we can get it up together.
There. Perfect.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What crazy thing did a Detroit woman wake up to? Apparently, a pastor peeing on her on a plane.
That's a hard awakening.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened so many times.
This Detroit woman coming to Detroit from Las Vegas said she woke up to a well-known pastor from North Carolina pissing all over her.
Good morning. Hi.
That's it.
Rise and shine. How's your flight so far?
You're all wet.
Hope the Lord's traveling with you.
Peace be with you.
Right on to you.
Don't move.
Little splash.
Yeah.
Some holy water for you.
Disturbing.
I blessed it.
Here's the story of how she said this all played out from Fox 2. Take a listen.
It was the red-eye flight from Las Vegas. Pretty much everyone on board was sleeping. One woman in the back was woken up in the most disturbing way.
I've never been more ready to come back home until the year.
Detroiter Alicia Beverly could not wait to get back, ironically, from Sin City.
It was just a girls' trip. I was with my sister.
Did you guys have fun?
Yeah. Have fun.
Monday night, curled up in a back seat next to her sister on board a Delta flight. Alicia was asleep until
it started to get warm on this side of me.
In that sleepy haze, right at eye level, something unexpected.
I jump up and I seen his private area, so I screamed and that woke everybody on the plane up. By the time I actually looked at him and I see him shaking himself off, I'm like, this man just peed on me.
Her scream getting the attention of an off-duty officer on board.
In the midst of me doing all that, I looked, it was like a puddle of pee in the seat.
Alicia says the officer rushed over, restraining the man, who turned out to be a well-known pastor from North Carolina. Sources tell us the pastor had an apparent bad reaction to a sleep aid.
He didn't say anything the whole time he was standing there.
Just like you were a bathroom.
Yeah.
Alicia sat in those wet clothes for hours before landing at Detroit Metro, where the pastor was taken into custody. He hasn't been charged yet. The FBI handles incidents in the air. They'll make a decision on charges. Meanwhile, Alicia is filled with anxiety.
I left work yesterday because I couldn't stay, but I had to tell him why I needed to leave because
I got peed on.
It was a lot. Exactly, like, yeah. My anxiety was really bad. I literally, since then, I probably only got maybe like 4 hours of sleep.
She's grateful, though, for the officer who took charge.
I'm literally very thankful that he was on there and something was able to be done right away. And it wouldn't have been like my word, just my word against his. It was somebody on there to actually see.
We spoke with the pastor's camp by phone. They're choosing not to comment right now. As for Delta, they referred us to local police. Reporting in Romulus, Jessica Dupnack, Fox 2 News.
Who's this well-known pastor?
They haven't identified him.
Well, because they haven't charged him yet.
Right.
I'm sure it's easy to figure out.
I know, but yeah.
Well-known.
So if you, I'm just trying to figure out how the law would work here. You get on a plane just like everyone else. You take, like, he obviously, they were showing Ambien or whatever, so you take an Ambien.
Which you shouldn't do, by the way.
Which you shouldn't do,
right? You
should
never take an Ambien on a plane.
No, you shouldn't do it. But, like, if that, he legitimately was probably, like, in La La Land. Like, he didn't pee on this girl.
Deliberately?
I don't think so.
Well,
apparently. Right?
That could be what he's saying.
Right. Yes, of course.
We've seen pastors get in trouble before.
We all know that. But I'm just
saying. You're right. It could also be just a reaction to. And I've never taken anything that strong. Like, I know I've taken just over the counter stuff and I've been wacky.
Right. So,
I will say, though, I mean, I've taken it. I mean, of course, we all know that. I've talked about it. If you know how you react on it, you know, like, if you shouldn't be taking, if you do things. You know.
Yes.
You think he just like blamed it?
He probably did.
He's just like, I really like pissing on people.
Well, that's it. Well, like, I know. So my dad and his buddies all, you know, they would go on this golfing trip and they would probably get pretty hammered. And one of the guys woke up in the middle of the night, walked over to the cot that my dad was sleeping on and started peeing on his feet, in his feet area.
Oh, I've heard of that, like drunk sleepwalking kind of thing.
The guy legitimately just...
Yeah, when there's booze involved, that's a pretty common occurrence.
One, I just wonder if this guy was...
I don't know.
Because, I mean, it would suck. You're going to get charged, you're going to, you know... And if it really wasn't, if you really didn't know.
So yeah, they didn't identify it in the story.
It's not going to matter, right? That's the thing. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's like, will it matter even though you didn't know that you were doing it? You just wake up and you're like, wow, I have these sexual.
Even if he can prove that it was because of the reaction to the medication, you think he could still be.
Yes.
Yeah, still
He should be.
Well, and then it's like, are you on the sexual offenders list? Like, it's like the worst thing that this guy could have done.
His indecent exposure. There's all sorts of different charges.
Yeah.
Bodily fluids.
Yeah.
Crazy thing for a cop to be like, what? Pastor's peeing on a lady on the plane? I'm off duty. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stop it.
You choked that guy right out.
Like, wait, but she even herself said that he didn't say anything, you know, like he was out of it.
No.
Maybe he'd been drinking too in Vegas. Mix that with Ambien.
You just don't know. Yeah, it's nuts.
But you should be in control of yourself.
You have to be in control of yourself.
That's why he'll be charged.
Yeah.
No defense, really.
Yeah. When I took that, and again, luckily it was just an over-the-counter one. So we were flying to Fiji. I know we got like an 11 and a half hour flight. And so we're ready to board. I pop one of those little, you know, sleepies.
Yeah.
And then they're like, sorry, we've encountered an issue. We're going to have to delay boarding. And then it was 2 hours later before we got on the plane. I was out.
Yeah.
Like Amber said, like I was falling off of her. Like, so then she had to try and get me on the plane.
Well, and you're lucky too that they weren't like, this guy's bombed. He can't fly.
Yeah.
They'll refuse you.
Yeah. You're very lucky.
I'm super lucky.
Yeah.
I thought it
wasn't there something else that happened to you on a beach or something? Like you tripped out.
Oh, I took three sleeping pills New Year's Day last year thinking they were Advil liquid.
Right. You thought they were headache medicine.
Yeah. So I woke up with like a New Year's hangover and I popped three of them.
And then you slept for 27 hours.
And then I got on a boat to go to the island and I felt super weird, like someone had drugged my coffee or something. I thought I'd been roofied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
to yourself.
The whole day on the beautiful beach, I just slept right.
Right.
Yeah. Some woman had like a stroke right behind me and nothing.
Yeah, that sleeping medication stuff is crazy. Like, I've never done Ambien or whatever, but I don't know what I'd do.
By the way, there is a pastor in North Carolina called something to PD.
That's pastor.
Let's hopefully that's not. It's a Methodist pastor called PD.
Well, that's him if it's.
He's well known.
Well, PD. He can't be the guy. Faster PD, peed.
Just like it sounds.
Diego. Hi, Diego. How are you?
Leash the trees, Chad.
Yes, sure.
Yes.
Ambien.
So I got a friend who used to sleep pee all the time. He peed on somebody at a party. He peed, one time he woke up, took his sneakers off, peed in his sneakers, peed in the puddle, and just, like, surround in the puddle. One time he peed in his girlfriend's laundry drawer, and, like, one time I had company over this house, a girl, he was asleep on the couch, he gets up, and I see him unbuckling his pants, and I kind of knew what was happening, so I grabbed the girl and ran out the house.
Yep.
Kind of seen a little of it. I was so embarrassed, like, I'm sorry. But he would pee all the time, like, and it wouldn't be liquor. He would just sweet pee everywhere, no matter what. Mm. But the time at the party, I said, I could never let somebody pee on me. If I see somebody unbuckling their pants, I'm out of there. Like, yes. I'm not going to let you get that close and pee on me.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Yeah. I know with my dad, that's what happened. Like, he like heard his buddy get up and it kind of like woke him up a little bit. He's like, what the deuce? You know, and he realized this guy's about to pee all over him, and he jumped up or whatever and was like, what are you doing? And I don't know if he socked him or you don't know how the breasters are going to react to something like that.
Yeah. No, luckily I don't know any sleep peers. And we've heard of it before. It's a thing. And generally, I think they're wasted. That's how it happens.
I've just heard of it with people with booze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess Ambien, if that's what he's claiming he was on.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that dude on the plane like grabbed that lady and rescued her. He's like, he's going to pee!
Yeah.
Thank God he wasn't talking. Because if he was that creepy southern, you know.
Just stay asleep. Just stay asleep. It just won't take long.
Almost done.
I drank a lot of water.
She had to stay in those clothes for the rest of the flight.
Yeah. That sucks. That's no good.
That's nasty.
So
you got
for her.
Pastor pee all over you.
Yeah.
Damn it. James is with us from Oxford. Hi, James. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay. We're talking about this Detroit woman says she woke up to a pastor peeing on her on a plane.
I know, that's hilarious. Okay, so one night about 20 years ago in my young 20s, I was super drunk and I had woken up to go to the bathroom. Well, I walked into the laundry room and sat on top of the litter box, the cat litter box, and continued to pee thinking I was sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, I mean, I think that stuff like this happens.
Generally, that's super, again, we're saying super drunk. And this pastor could have been. It's Vegas after all, right?
Yeah.
A ton of people get wasted then hit the night flight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hitting the slots.
Right? Just keep on.
Yeah, because there are on that plane, and I've, you know, taken it now, and it's like, you realize there are people on that plane that have partied.
Oh, yeah.
Right till they got there. Until that they were boarding that plane.
I bet departing flights from Vegas have a protocol for onboard peeing.
Because they must have to.
This is probably the first time.
You're right. I think you're probably right.
No, probably.
Listen, I generally, when we leave Vegas, I generally get like the first flight out in the morning, which is like, you know, 6 a.m. Vegas time. And even then, there's people that have been up all night.
Yep,
wasted.
Getting
that flight. So it's just something that happens.
I'll tell you
there.
Though, that red eye is different.
Yeah.
That red eye is a different
flight.
You
did take a red eye back.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy.
Yep.
Jason the Jew, are you a sleepier?
Oh, boy. Well, here goes all the. Now his rates are through the roof.
Oh, yeah. I used to be back in the party days.
Where? So you just piss on everything?
Yeah, if I got too wasted, like once I woke up and the person came downstairs and said that I had lifted their couch cushion like it was the toilet seat.
Put it up.
Oh, no. Yeah, and I was peeing and they had to come and like push me away.
Oh, my God.
I peed in my buddy's closet. Like he woke up. I got up off the couch and walked in his closet and was just peeing on his floor. No, bastard. Some changes have been made.
So stop drinking.
Changes have been made.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
Yeah.
You realize when you lift a seat cushion like it's a toilet seat.
Yeah, you're in another world.
Yeah. Not proudest moments.
No, for sure.
It happens. For sure.
Yeah.
But you've learned from your mistakes.
Right. Sure do. Luckily, I didn't get beat up.
Yep. Voice changing technology as this anonymous person joins us. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. You want to admit that you are a sleep pisser.
Wow.
I am a sleep pisser. It's usually when I'm drunk, but there's been a few times I think I've just drank like too much liquid before bed. So, but the worst part is I sleep with my boyfriend usually, and I've done it like in the bed with him like 7 times.
You pissed all over him?
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't piss all over him, but like he got wet. You know, guess what that means?
Yeah, that means you pissed all over him.
Just heads up.
Yeah, if I'm wet, you've done it.
Yeah.
So, like, one time it was like 2 nights in a row of like hardcore partying, and he was like twice in a row and he's like, all right, this is like, you got to be done with this. You know, he was ready to like, he was mad at me and I'm like, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
Like,
I can only take so much.
Sure.
Later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And then you got to say no.
Yeah. But it sounds like it's alcohol mainly that does it.
It is, you know, like I think I chug water before I go to bed. So then he's like, we're just going to have to force you to go to bed. Like, don't hate me when I make you get up. And I'm like, yeah, I guess, but. Yeah.
You better have a kick-ass mattress cover.
Yep.
Yeah.
You
have to have
the
best. Yeah, she does. She knows. Right, she knows, Dave.
Yeah, you have to.
I know a couple, and somehow they still got married, but it was like in one of the first times that they like hung over and like hung out and ended up like spending the night together, he pooped in the bed.
Oh.
And then it was like 2 weeks later, he pooped in the bed again.
Oh, my God.
But she married him.
They made
it. She married
him. That's a beautiful lady.
She married that guy.
That's a patient, amazing lady. Because, I'm sorry, if a chick pooped in the bed with me twice.
They tell the story. You know what I mean? Like, they're telling the story.
No. Mm. And she's into it a little bit. She's got something going on.
I don't know.
No.
It starts with pooping in the bed. Yeah. Ends with pooping on the chest.
Exactly.
That's what I would
think. That's a hell of a lesson there.
Oh, someone said I've got a pee fetish and you're making my morning perfect.
You're welcome.
All right.
Don't pleasure yourself in dry.
Poor Jason.
Yeah, we talked about him shirtless and peeing, so man, he's given.
Oh my God.
What a day.
There's a focus group of dudes right now so thrilled.
Yeah.
They are tuned in.
Hard as a rock.
They are.
Hard as a rock. Adam's with us. Hi, Adam. Good morning on a regular line. How you doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
Doing okay.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
Stop peeing, eh?
Love you guys. First time caller, long time listener. So, I used to travel to California quite a bit for work when I worked for Sony back in the day, and we would room with somebody. And this gentleman liked the drink. So the night before this happened, you know, we're out having a good time. It's a team function thing. Well, we shared a room, obviously. So he gets up in the middle of the night. I don't know. It had to be like 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe after that. And I'm sitting watching this guy as I wake up. And he's like standing. I see him just like unzip and he just straight up pisses on the floor.
Yeah.
I remember he had like a pile of clothes and pants right like next to the ironing board where he was pissing. I'm like, what is this guy doing? And then just got back in bed like nothing happened.
It's such a regular occurrence. Literally everyone listening to the show has peed on someone at some point.
So common. The whole
like, honestly, people, everyone's peed on someone.
Right.
Yeah. And all in their sleep. This guy peed over his girlfriend. He was wasted. This guy peed on someone's kitchen table. This guy peed in a leather recliner. Ex-boyfriend peed all over this woman's couch. Got wisdom teeth removed on painkillers, peed herself all over the place. Yeah, everyone's peeing themselves.
I've not peed on anybody.
I have not.
No.
you know?
I'm not into that one, but also I have not accidentally done it.
I haven't peed on anyone.
Thankfully.
No, but like even when I would get, when I got bombed and, you know, like, I don't drink bombed, like that anymore, but even bombed, I never.
I wish I could say the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you said you had an issue.
Yeah, I had some wild nights. I never peed directly on anybody.
That's good.
I remember catching myself once because I had that dream where I'm walking into the bathroom and I'm whipped it out and I'm at the urinal and I'm ready to go. And then I'm like, I literally caught myself like I think a second before it happened. You run to the bathroom. But thankfully, I've never peed on my wife. So, yeah. So this woman who is claiming this well-known North Carolina pastor peed on her. Still no charges filed yet. And we'll see what happens. He's claiming he just did it accidentally because he was on Ambien and he has no idea what he was even doing, but he still whipped it out and peed on her on a plane. Crazy. Now she can't even work.
No, I mean, it's tough to work when
you've been peed on.
Yeah. Mm. Tough to get sleep at night.
Apparently.
Close your eyes and think the worst.
Big update on the story we broke yesterday, that Anchorage news anchor who claimed that the mayor had put his penis on a website.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it turns out she just was having an affair with him and he broke it off and she got pissed and she made these false claims. And then she also had an affair with the station manager and punched him when he confronted her about the video she made. If you missed the video, this is what this news anchor claimed. Her name is Maria Athens. Take a listen. Here's the video that she posted on her Facebook page.
Hello there, Maria Athens from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska. Breaking news, according to reliable sources, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website. Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9, ABC News at 10, CW News at 12:30, and Newsnet National for sure will cover this.
So we then found that on her Facebook page the nude photo that this mayor had shared with her. It was a back selfie. It was just the ugliest selfie, nude selfie you could ever send someone.
An RJ invite.
Yeah. We don't know.
And it's on our Twitter feed now.
It is. This dude's flat, hairy ass is on our Twitter feed. If you want to see it, go there. You'll see this guy naked from behind. Well, after that, he just announced his resignation.
We kind of have to after last.
Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz announced his resignation. It'll go into effect in about a week from now. He says this: "It is with profound sadness and humility I resign as mayor of Anchorage. My resignation results from unacceptable personal conduct that has compromised my ability to perform my duties with the focus and trust that's required. I know my conduct has done great injury to my family, my staff, my employees, and to the people of my community, and for that I'm deeply sorry."
Well, to me, that there's something decent about that. I just assume every time a politician's going to hold on for dear life until you throw them out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's pretty embarrassed.
He must be.
Oh, of course.
So the resignation comes the same week that he admitted to having an inappropriate but consensual relationship with a local news anchor, Maria Athens. Athens took to social media to post claims of alleged illegal internet activity, accusing him of posting nude photos. He denies those claims, saying they were false. But the police department confirmed over the weekend that they were aware of the allegations, and a joint investigation with the FBI revealed no evidence of criminal conduct. They are continuing to monitor the situation, though.
I wonder if it's a get out in front of it move to, you know, where the floodgates will start opening up.
More on is this coming, guy.
I'm sure.
You know?
On his flat, hairy ass.
You know,
it's been around. I would assume she's done with her job, right?
No update on her. She was in custody because she assaulted the station manager, right? Nothing related to the mayor.
Right.
They related to the station manager that she was having an affair with. Depending on what standing they are, whether he still has feelings for her, that could come into play. Where he'd be like, I'm not going to press charges.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know?
But still, like, she went on and accused the mayor of
on TV.
Fake video, you know, on TV.
No, not on TV.
Not on TV. Online.
No, social media.
Right. And, saying that they were going to talk about
it. And post, you know, I don't think she'll keep her job.
And there's so much, as they are digging up stuff, they found out that the mayor's wife once killed a man.
What? What?
His wife, Mara Kimmel, was the driver of a Volvo station wagon March 1st, 2007, when her vehicle hit a man in a crosswalk. The man died. They tried to cover it up at first.
Stop it.
Wouldn't reveal the name of the person involved in the accident. He was at then, he wasn't mayor, but he was in local politics there.
With dreams of being the mayor.
I guess. Yeah. The police issued a citation to the dead man.
Exactly.
For improperly crossing the street.
He still hasn't paid it.
His family said they couldn't even get the woman's name from police until weeks later. And they believe that the investigation was compromised in favor of the now mayor's wife. She apparently, at the scene of the accident, as soon as, like, the guy's on her windshield,
ooh,
she gets out and runs to the side to make phone calls to a lawyer, doesn't even check on him.
Mm.
Jesus. Sometimes, you know,
like a hell of a family.
That's Alaska life.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Crazy. This whole family's insane.
It's like a Fargo type of feel.
There's that TV movie in the making right here.
Very interesting.
Anchorage, tonight on Anchorage. With the TV news anchor, the mayor, the station manager, the killer wife.
Right.
It's a lot of characters.
So much going on. But so, yeah, it's all coming to light now that the spotlight has been kind of put on this family.
Yeah.
So what did he really do? Like, is the affair enough of him to resign? Or you think there may be more coming?
Well, just, you know, it's like... Because he's claiming it was nothing but just a thing that he did on the phone.
Yeah.
Like years and years ago. But when he said someone get that upset, I mean, I can't imagine it was. No one's that upset about something that happened 8 years ago.
Yeah.
No.
And especially the voicemail she left.
Yeah.
Right? Where she threatened to kill him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did something bad. Maybe he gave, like, the competing station an interview. Or, you know, like,
there is no competing station. Know, they're every
She's
station.
She's the CW, the NBC, they're everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You know, your farts are bad when they land you in court.
That's one thing I've never done. Farted myself into court.
Into court. Good news.
Good.
There's a 35-year-old guy named James Mallett from Kingswood, England. And back in November, he was drunk. He was taking an Uber to a club when he passed gas. The driver said, get out. And when he did, James punched the driver. Mm. The driver fought back and broke his finger. Well, James was just in court yesterday. He pled guilty to assault. So because of his farts, he got a 6-month suspended sentence, community service, and a small fine. All because he farted in an Uber.
It's so good that my reaction and our reaction together in that vehicle when we were with the bomber.
The fart bomber.
Driver that was the farts from hell. That I had a sense of humor about it and I didn't get angry. I was laughing. My reaction was to laugh. So
right, because if you've
Karen or something like that.
Ooh, well, James and I would have had to defend your honor and then we could have beat the hell out of that guy.
You farted in front of the lady, man! What's your problem?
Yeah.
Cork it! We got 10 minutes live! You can't rip ass for 10 minutes? Just hold it!
Roll the God-blessing windows down!
Give us a heads up and roll down a window, you filthy pig!
Yep.
Can't believe you farted in front of this woman! The back seat! She's sitting right behind you, have you no respect?
Yeah.
She has her shirt pulled up over her face.
Yes, can't you tell that you're disturbing her? The laughing and the giggles and the shirt over the nose, the classic sign that somebody cut the cheese. Yeah.
His falafel smelling farts almost cleared out that car.
If I farted in an Uber, my
and the guy was like, get out, I would be like, yes, kick me out. I apologize. So
I'd
sorry.
End the ride before him. Oh. I'd be like, listen.
There goes Chuck's perfect rating.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. Which still
I'm
going to
tip you because you're going to have a passenger with you for a minute that's not me.
Yeah.
Oh. He's deadly. You know? He's deadly.
I'd feel so bad. The last thing I'd want to do is punch the guy. I've already punched him in a way.
Punched him right in the nose.
Yeah.
Either side, a driver that farts or a passenger that farts. Not cool.
Not cool.
Not good. You're sharing a vehicle.
Yeah.
You cannot do it. So, that man, he had to pay the price.
Yeah.
Luckily, he didn't go to jail, but he did get 6 months suspended sentence. If he farts again, that's it. He's in the slammer.
Yeah.
In the slammer. All right. Guy attacked his girlfriend's son in Tampa. Why did he do it? Well, it's an interesting story. But if there's one restaurant to not support during the pandemic, it's probably this guy's because he kind of sucks. 60-year-old Dan Ahrens, he owns a restaurant near Tampa called Georgia Boys Barbecue. Well, his girlfriend's son is not a fan.
Okay.
It may have something to do with the fact that Dan got arrested in July for assaulting the mom. So I guess he and the son are not tight, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, now he's facing more charges because he attacked the son this week. Why? Well, the son has just been lighting up the Yelp.
Oh, that's a good revenge.
He's hit up Yelp, putting all sorts of negative reviews about this guy's restaurant. Two reviews under two different names popped up on the restaurant's Yelp page on Monday, talking about how awful the food is. One called it garbage barbecue, saying you wouldn't even feed it to your dog. Now, it's really not even clear if the son posted them or not, but Dan assumed it had to be him.
Oh.
He showed up at the mom's house the next day, saw the son inside, started chasing him around the street. He landed some punches after the son tripped and fell, and now he's facing charges for battery.
So this is his parents' restaurant?
This is his mom's boyfriend's restaurant.
Oh, I see.
Allegedly assaulted.
Nice choice, mom.
There is the guy's
mugshot. Oh, my God. How did the son not just...
I know he's 60.
Yeah.
Oh,
I would assume his son's like in his 30s or 20s, right?
Right.
I'm going to fill you right in.
How did he not just take him down to Chinatown?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We haven't seen him.
Because all it takes you get like, the guy swung at you, and then you got carte blanche right there.
You would think.
Like, you guys see him try to hit me? You did?
I'm going to pound him to death.
Right.
Well, maybe he's a real pipsqueak, and that's why he's taking his revenge to Yelp.
To Yelp. You know?
It is kind of a pipsqueak
move. Really don't like my possible future stepdad, and his barbecue joint sucks. He's mean to my mom. He keeps telling my mom I got to move out of her basement. I don't know what his problem is. I'm going to show him. I'm going to shut that restaurant down.
You might
be
right.
Your barbecue isn't even worthy of a dog.
A Yelp review fight is kind of a...
Pussy.
Pussy
move. It's a pussy move.
Because that's how I would always get back at people back in high school. You know, I'd write mean things about them on anonymous websites.
Right. So you're outing yourself as a pipsqueak.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was a bitch, man.
Original pipsqueak.
I was unpopular.
He's an OG. OP. Original pipsqueak.
I'm an original pipsqueak. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not hiding it, and I'm not ashamed. I'll get you back. You might be the high school football jock star of the school, but guess what, buddy? I'm going to write something bad about you on a website. You like to put parking cones in inappropriate places on your teammates. Checkmate, bitch!
Yeah.
I read that one.
Let's see what other people are saying about Georgia Boy Barbecue.
Sounds like it's a good place.
Well, just because it's called a barbecue place doesn't mean it's good.
I don't know. Seems pretty good to me.
There we go. Well, there's two different locations. I wonder which one it is.
Is the guy named Ken?
No.
Ken makes it
Dan. He's Dan.
Okay, because Ken is another guy.
Okay, this has got to be it here. 26 reviews. They all seem good. I don't know where you...
He probably got them... He probably fought them and got them taken
down.
Oh,
maybe if you flag them and stuff.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't seem to find the horrible ones. Oh, there's one.
We got a link.
I wonder if it's the link to the story. Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So that gave him one star. Oh, there's another one. That was also from 3 days ago. Brisket was cold and chewy. Beans were full of cinnamon. Mac and cheese was dry. I sat there and listened to him heat up everything in the microwave. Just downright nasty. Boop. Threw everything away.
You hear
away.
The boop. Boop,
boop. Not the sounds you want to hear in a barbecue place.
Sure, yeah, you're right. Barbecue.
So you see
the rest of the
see the rest of it. Look at the rest of it. Right at the end.
Then he messaged my wife, threatening to beat her up for leaving a bad review.
Yeah,
this guy's got a problem with taking criticism.
Yeah, he does. And the other reviews are good. Here's one on crappy barbecue with low quality and poorly seasoned and overcooked meats. All their sauces are garbage.
garbage.
My father-in-law was, well, that's a lot of sauce. That's a lot. It does look like barbecued beef with sauce slopped on
it. It's almost like you're covering up just okay stuff with a ton of sauce.
Yeah. Bad meat.
It's just a little place. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I feel bad for him a little bit because he's screwed.
He seems like a real
dude. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he's done, though. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to make it now.
When you beat your lady up, you don't deserve any.
Yeah.
Does suck that there's another location.
Of it. That. Oh, that's just eating ribs. Oh, raw. These ribs were raw. Ooh. He didn't microwave them long enough.
Yeah.
Can you throw these ribs back in the microwave bit, please?
Ooh. Can't wait till he threatens Dave.
Exactly. Yeah. Dave's a dead man.
He's going to get an email.
Mm-mm.
Bring it.
Yeah, he's going to be here.
Oh, what's that?
I'm in the first flight of
Florida.
Oh, my
God.
Some of the pictures don't look
too
bad.
That's like Wonder Bread with sausage on it.
Yeah.
That's not good. No, you guys.
You know when, like, sauce looks cold?
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
That's kind of like, yeah, like, it almost looks like that, some of the pics. Like, the sauce looks cold. Oh, you'd think this guy would be nailing it. He's got the big thing. He's got the trailer.
Yeah.
Well, when you're a douchebag, though, you reserve.
Yeah, yeah.
You deserve bad things to happen to you. Sounds like that guy's not the best. All right, in other news, it appears the love has been lost. Remember that girl in the UK that was going to marry a ghost?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
She's called it off.
There's been many, right?
Yeah.
They always want to marry ghosts.
Is this the one that came out of the painting?
Which yes, one? It is.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Robert.
Oh, it's Robert?
Yeah, it's Robert.
Well, Robert's been partying and drinking.
Oh, my God.
Doing all sorts of drugs.
No.
Yeah.
So she is calling off the wedding.
I like this, Robert.
Here's what she said to the morning show there in the UK.
We've called a wedding off. It was going really well until we went on holiday. That was about last May, and then he just completely changed. So I think maybe he fell in with a bad crowd when we were on holiday. He just started becoming really inconsiderate. He'd disappear for long periods of time. When he did come back, he'd bring other spirits back to the house and they'd just stay around for days. I think maybe he started doing drugs and partying a bit much. Because, like, they used to come back, and these spirits would stay for days at a time, and they'd be, like, crashing and banging, strange noises.
She was bad in bed, and I liked to have a good time, and she knew that about me before we even went.
Robert, are you sad that the wedding's been called off?
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
Things are looking up, I'm dead. You know?
Well, sure.
So... I've got nothing but time.
Do you admit that your partying got a little out of hand?
Oh, it was wild times. Yeah. You know, I was dead. It's not like I could die from drugs.
Sure.
So you just did them all.
I was doing them, and then they go right through me because, you know,
you're a ghost.
I'm dead.
I am a ghost. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's her loss.
And anything you'll miss about her?
No. Not particularly. I don't, you know, I look at it, you know, I've been alive, you know, I've been dead for hundreds of years. So,
sure.
Yeah. You know, it's just one of those things. So I'll get over it, get back in me painting.
Sounds like you've met some new ghost buddies, though.
Oh, yeah. We're having a lively time. Look at him. Yeah. See? He's wild. He's a ghost of a crazy man.
He looks like a scallywag.
He is. That's exactly what he is.
I've been dead for 400 years.
He's no pirate.
I'm waiting to party.
No. Just doing ghost stuff.
Right.
looking forward to it.
I thought it was weird you agreed to get married in the first place.
I did too. And then, you know, it's not like me to do that. So,
I mean, I was doing drugs before that too.
Sure. Sure you were. She didn't know that. But.
Well, Robert the Ghost, we wish you all the best, man.
All the best to you as well.
Yeah. Get out there.
Do your ghost stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that chick's right out of her mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course she is. I forgot what she looked like. Let's see if
wasn't good.
No.
She's very homely.
Oh, yeah, there she is. I mean, it's not.
She's kind of normal looking for.
It's still kind of like, it's shocking to me. She could easily have found somebody over there. Yeah, oh, yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, their vacation got off to a great start, though. They banged in the bathroom on the plane.
Hmm.
And then that's when things started to go off the rails.
I can go after it. I fit no bathrooms.
Is he the first ghost to make the Mile High Club?
I guess. Yeah.
Congrats, Robert.
It's kind of cool that you don't have to pay for a ticket. You know?
I just wonder if it sucked down the toilet like one of those Ghostbusters trips.
Do you think that she's got to bring the painting?
That's a good question. That's exactly right. She had to buy me a ticket. She had to buy the painting a ticket.
There's like a painting beside her all the time.
Because he lives in the painting?
Yeah. He came from the painting.
Oh, that's right. He lives in the painting.
I was going to stay in the UK now for our next story because a Scottish mom was so embarrassed when her daughter accidentally took her lube to school instead of hand sanitizer.
Jeez. Oh, that's a slippery situation.
Where's my lube?
Jeez, I'm slipping a slime on. Well, this is stuff is great.
Keep my lube.
That's a fun word to say.
It is.
Scottish
lube.
Louise Hosey from Livingston, Scotland, was stunned to find a bottle of lube in her daughter's jacket pocket. The five-year-old had seen the Ann Summer brand lube. She thought it was hers because her name is Summer. She saw the name and thought, oh, Mom's left this for me.
Oh, no. But, Mom, where did you leave it, Mom?
The 32-year-old mother said, I got the lube at a party. It was a prize, one of those, you know, gag gifts. 2 days ago, I'm washing my daughter's school jacket that she'd been taking to school. And I saw the bottle. Right away, I'm mortified, thinking, oh my goodness, I hope the teachers haven't seen this. But she said, I guess if they did see it, they would have taken it away from her. It was warming lube.
Oh, no.
So her daughter said her hands did get hot and tingly every time she used it. But she said, I do sanitize all the time so I don't get the germs, Mom.
Mm-mm. You had using lube. You took my lube and you used it.
She said she liked it because it felt hot and smooth.
Well, the thing is, you know, like lube, it goes away. Yeah. You know, like it's sort of like I don't know how long you'd have to rub it.
It would be on there for a while.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. It doesn't go away like hand sanitizer.
You'd have to really rub it.
That little kid put her lubey hands on everything.
Right.
You know,
she's spreading her lube everywhere.
Yeah. It's like the lube handprints everywhere.
The water based stuff goes away a little bit sooner, but.
And
I'd be mortified if the kids.
Oh my God.
That's embarrassing.
That's unbelievably embarrassing.
Well, mine would have a much different name than this as well.
Yeah, it's safe to use with condoms. It's called heat wave. It's like a heat wave.
Oh, it says lube and gigantic.
Well, I don't know if this is I don't think that's right, the same bottle because she showed one in this. There's the mom. Very attractive.
Yeah.
There's her little girl, and there is the. And it's.
Oh, yeah.
So that even doesn't say
doesn't
lube on it.
Lube.
It's like the tinier bottle, and it
has like a. Yeah.
It has that
you'd
kind
have
of
no
top.
Idea.
You would. You could see how a 5-year old could think. She could think that is hand sanitizer, right?
Oh, geez, Mom. You got to keep it together, Mom.
You got to keep your lube tucked away.
Sorry,
it doesn't
I
say.
My daughter to school with lube.
She didn't get that as a gift.
That's what she says.
Yeah, I know. That's like what she says.
A gag gift.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. You held on to that gag gift. It doesn't say where the daughter found it. I mean, hopefully the mom just
doesn't leave the lube line out. You know, generally, you tuck your lube away, I guess.
You cannot leave it lying out.
Don't leave your lube lying out.
Put it in a drawer, man.
Your kid will be slathering up with it at school.
How horrible to wrap that up in underwear. You got to do all the tricks.
That's bad.
All the tricks.
Super bad. So watch your lube. You don't want to be that person.
No.
Watch your lube.
Watch your lube.
Mind your lube.
Mind it. Do you remember the story we talked about the other day where there was a pastor or a priest in a New Orleans church who was busted having a threesome on the altar?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with the dominatrix chicks.
With the dominatrix.
Yeah.
So one of the dominatrix chicks who was caught having a threesome with a priest in an empty church, she's now taken to GoFundMe to crowdfund her legal fees.
Let me just go send her some money. Real quick.
Let me see here. I'm going to look her up so we can I can remind you of what they look like. Melissa Cheng is her name.
Dominatrix.
GoFundMe. Oh, there it is. Support her legal fees. Wow, she's got 10 grand already.
Yeah, that's
pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive. The 23-year-old was spotted by a disturbed bystander engaged in a threesome with the Reverend Travis Clark and a 41-year-old dominatrix for hire, Mindy Dixon, in the Saints Peter and Paul Roman Catholic Church in Pearl River, New Orleans. The witnesses reported that the Reverend was naked from the waist down, while the two ladies were dressed in corsets and high-heeled boots, both holding a variety of sex toys.
Oh, yeah.
The shocked onlooker reported it to the police. That same night, all three were arrested on obscenity charges. This woman typically charges $350 an hour or $700 for 2 hours. Well, that's a deal. That's the
you
same.
You always go for 2 hours.
It's the same price.
Yeah.
But she's now appealing to her fans for support with her legal fees. She said, "It's unfortunate that I'm being presented to the world as a criminal when, in fact, I've done nothing wrong. Everything that occurred took place behind closed doors on private property, and none of the conduct alleged was criminal in nature."
I don't think she's done anything wrong.
No.
You know, like the guy who made it super weird was the priest being like, "Hey, I want to do all this stuff that I paid you to do to me
in
at
the church,
altar."
Yeah.
Was it? You know, it was his church, right?
His church.
Her in.
Yep. She said the fact that this involved a priest or took place in a church is completely irrelevant. The only pertinent question is if it took place in view of the public, and that's not the case. Well, although the onlooker saw it happening, so
but he looked in the window of a church, right? Is that what he did?
Which this woman did, yeah.
So, I'm just interested to know, like, who's giving her money. So,
yeah,
there's, like, 293
anonymous.
People have done it.
Do people put their names
Somebody gave her, like, a lot.
Well, like, that's why if you give her, someone who gives her a lot, I feel like you're part of her.
Oh, you're, like, one of her Johns or whatever?
Yeah.
Most of them are normal, 25, 10, 40
bucks.
What if
you hit the one that says see top donations?
Oh, you can see the top donations?
$1,000 anonymous, $666 from a dude named Ben, and $500. So those are the.
So there's one anonymous who's probably gets his ass kicked on a regular for $1,000. One person who just likes the whole idea of what happened.
Yeah, and then a ton of.
A lot of people have given her money.
I'm shocked she's got over $10,000 already. She says that that person, that lady who was walking by the church, had to enter the church's private property to look through the window to see what was taking place. So by that definition, it's not in public view. That's what she's claiming.
I always thought you could just walk into a church. I thought they were
always
kind
open.
Of open.
I thought so, too.
You know,
maybe it depends on where they are.
I think my church growing up was always open. You could just walk in there.
Hmm. Yeah, most of them are unlocked.
Maybe that was like just that. For us kids, no. though.
Oh, no.
The doors were always open to us, kids.
No.
You guys want to come in again?
Don't go there.
There are a lot of churches like that.
That's what I thought. I thought you were allowed to go in there.
Would you donate to this whore?
I wouldn't, no.
You feel bad for her?
I don't feel bad.
I don't.
No, I don't. I mean.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to.
Let's be honest. We don't give a damn about her.
No. I'd rather give my money to animal.
There's real people with real problems.
Yeah.
We'd rather help out than, you know.
It's a great story. I'd look at pictures of her. She was nude on the internet, but I wouldn't donate to her cause.
Right.
Yeah.
I really don't even want to see her nude. I just find her very homely.
I mean, sorry, whore, if you're listening, but
I apologize for my words, whore.
Yeah, she's
I'm sure she could look okay.
You think so? She's not, like, terrible. I mean, she's got kind of a whorish face.
Yeah.
She looks like she's had some
a mediocre
stuff
suicide
done.
Girl to me.
Yeah.
She has Instagram.
Oh, let's see her Instagram.
Oh, wow.
I don't think that's her.
No, it's
no.
No, that is not her. That's a cute girl with the same name.
Yeah.
These are
sick. Why are all these people following me?
Yeah, no.
No.
Not my thing.
She's not bad.
What's that weird picture of that priest?
Yeah, he's gross, dude. He's a creepy priest. He's gross.
Ew. Oh, that's a creepy priest.
His teeth don't make any sense.
No, they don't. They're barely hanging
on.
One
of those real creeper smiles.
Yeah. Hey. It is very
Want to have sex by the altar with me?
He's got a lot going on.
Oh, I think he does.
Yeah.
So that's the other dominatrix.
That's the other girl.
That's the older one.
Oh, okay.
She is unholy. And then this is the...
Holy crap, she'll kick your ass.
It's like an ugly Power Ranger.
Eyebrows are crazy on that one.
Yeah.
Ooh, she James. Got no eyebrows.
It's her mugshot.
I know.
Yeah.
Still.
Listen, if you want to do stuff with some satanic chicks... It's going to cost you a little bit.
You know?
Yep.
I don't think she's that bad.
I think she'd do all sorts of stuff to you,
different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and she probably would. I'm not saying I'd want her to, you know, do stuff to me, but if she was posing on the internet or she was a suicide girl, I'd probably go to her page.
You want her to beat your ass, James? You just sell it. It's no big deal. No. Own it.
The only person that's going to beat my ass is my fiance.
Okay. And
Chuck. Sorry, Chuck.
Let's not forget.
I saw the frown on your face.
Yeah.
Just raise my hand.
The only two. The only two that are allowed.
Coming up, it's our douchebag of the day. Is Irish Superman going to jail for headbutting a priest? Let's find out.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche.
You are so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
Just because someone puts on a Superman costume, there's no guarantee they're going to act like Superman. There is an Irish dude, 39-year-old Dennis Ward in Dublin. A few Halloweens ago, he dressed up as Superman, and he went to a bar with a woman dressed as Wonder Woman. Well, Dennis got very drunk, and he wound up in an argument with a guy dressed as a priest who had fake Bibles with him.
Okay.
Well, Dennis headbutted the priest and broke his nose.
Yeah, like that.
That's one of the moves.
Yeah, they do. They headbutt.
Yep.
He then stripped out of his Superman costume on the run, threw it in the trash.
You can't be in the Superman costume because it's a dead
giveaway for sure. That's exactly why I did it. Didn't want the cops to be able to identify him. But they knew the guy standing in his underwear next to Wonder Woman had to be the guy they were looking for.
Yeah.
So they found him that way. Dennis was finally in court last week. He wound up getting a 2-year suspended sentence for assault.
Mm. No photos of him. He's probably no Henry Cavill.
No. Definitely not.
No, I'm sure he's not. Drunk Irish Superman?
Yeah.
Is that him there?
That's
that looks like
a Christopher Reeve.
Yes. That's an actual Superman.
Yeah.
Not the
Irish one.
It is funny to just sit there in your underwear and be like, I don't know, the Superman man went that way.
Well, and you're trying to convince the Wonder Woman chick, you'd be like, listen, it's also, you're going to have to strip down as well. I can't be standing next to Wonder Woman.
Right.
Yeah, I looked her pictures earlier and nothing came up and I'm not finding them now. They just have pictures of like the court.
Yeah. They don't have, you know, you never know how stuff works.
It's just pictures of the real Superman. Not this guy. In Dublin, I guess they don't put your pictures out there. But they got him anyway.
Yeah.
It would suck to be at a Halloween party and get
headbutted and break your nose. Yeah, but I feel like at an Irish pub, someone gets headbutted and nose broken every night.
I feel like if you dress like a priest with a bunch of fake Bibles, you know going out, there's a chance someone could headbutt you that day.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you're right.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.